Chapter 8.
Oh, this sweet like a longer chapter.
Sweet release. Severus Snabblebottom began his life.
Snabblebottom?
Not even a sentence. Severus Snabblebottom began his life as a hand on which were perched each of the five first presidents of a country called America. The first two presidents, Geheb and Swanosh, were turned into ashes by a passing wave of fast food regulation.
What?
Their ashes were consumed by children in various Wendy's establishments. Each plastic packet was a coffin for their memory, and no one knew their name, even though they were listed on the ingredients list. These children became soldiers in wars, fought for control of who had all the bullets. Whoever shot the most bullets the fastest won. The third president, Wahuli, went to a country that was nothing but a desert with a hat buried turkeys.
What?
Nothing but desert with half-buried turkeys. That sounds delicious.
Wow.
Sometimes turkey butts were above the sand, sometimes a leg, or a head. Wahuli tripped and fell on it into a turkey head, where he was eaten and ordained as a rabbi. He was sent to trim the beards of 157 toads, whose beards were absorbing the water that was used for the next year's crop of shovels.
Without what? These... It's just like random words thrown out.
Without these shovels, the peasants would be unable to shovel the ashes of their children from the bullet wars. See, there was a point to that.
Yeah, kind of came around there.
Wahuli took these beards and formed a lasso. This lasso was a ropey wonder. He used it to tear off his penis and write the 13 commandments of America upon a passing eagle in cock's blood.
Wow.
Number 1, you are stupid. Number 2, baby. Someone cut off my dick and wrote an American with it. Number 3, if a whale tries to sell you a pumpkin, don't. Number 4, your head is an article. Throw it away, but don't let anyone see you do it, or you'll be kicked out of school. Okay.
What?
Number 5, always collect a ghost shadow if it leaves one behind. It will be worth something someday. Number 6, Starbucks napkins are hereby the new currency. But only after they are smeared upon the corpse of a mule. The exchange rate will be 13 mules to 1 napkin.
I'm so lost right now, man.
7. Taxicabs will be used to build a pyramid with 290 sides.
Jesus!
It will be the White House, and the president will live there for 17 years at a time, while you eat your children's ashes on a bun. 8. On Father's Day, you will enter an invisible box and be plunged into the ocean. There, you will be an undersea candy store, but you will never have enough Starbucks napkins to get what you want.
Oh, that just sucks.
9. It is all spam. All of it. Check the box and delete it. Now delete yourself, for you are spam.
God, that's almost like threatening.
10. All clocks will be inscribed with the entirety of the alphabet to save time. This is the alphabet. 6 plus 7 equals A. 14 times 12 equals B. 17 minus, in brackets, 112 equals President Wahuli. And so on, until you reach the period, which is the end of the alphabet.
What?
11. All previous constitutions were writ by false writers, whose passing eagles were inferior and whose cocks had fewer things in them, except only the American Cockstitution.
Oh my god!
12.
That's just terrible. Cockstitution.
Yep. 12. Spend your adolescence as a duck, waddling in a circle, until you become an egg full of dust. 13. All time is a knotted ball. You can hide it anywhere in your body, and it is still time.
Ugh. My brain hurts right now.
It happens. President number 4, whose name was not a name, but a multitude of hot dogs in the shape of swastikas, decided that he would create the Gilded Age. I guess you can just create an age.
Yeah.
This was a time in which every age was embossed with a golden trim, like a wedding cake invented by Thomas Edison. All the women wore bonnets made of butter and were picked up by their feet and spread on toast in the summer. It was all for naught, because this was not the toast of the righteous. It was the feeble toast, one which withered with the coming of the sun. Not even the crows would touch it, preferring the taste of moldering poop water. But the crows were put in dresses and sold to the highest bidder, where they underwent liposuction. Prithin 5 disliked the conservative leanings of his brothers, so it became an infinite two-dimensional grid of pink and green squares. Each square had a vagina upon it. These vaginas each emitted a sphere of light, upon which was skewered an endless succession of planets. Each carried a culture dedicated to a single sex act. The further down the skewer the planet was, the more orifice possessed by denizens, and the more gymnastic their sexual culture. The worlds.
Is that really the end?
Yes. That is 30 H's.
I don't know what the fuck we just read, man.
We read the ramblings of a madman.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Well, it had its moments, and then it had other moments.
It had some strange moments. It's under
Constitution.
Angst. Yeah.
God.
It's under English angst / romance. There was plenty of that.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we got what we came for. I mean, he did eat a sandwich, I mean, eventually. And he did speak with a famous author, who is Rape Radbury.
Yeah.
That was an interesting talk segment.
I feel dirty or something.
You don't know. You don't know these feelings.
Yeah.
These are the feelings of another dimension that you're feeling right now.
Yeah.
30 H's.
30 H's, everybody.
Buy it now at Amazon.com, probably. But probably not.